Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight? So glad you can make it back with us and join in our segment, Clips and Tips Live with Anna. I hope things are going well for you, and I'm real excited about presenting tonight's topic of home furnishings, smart shopping, and furniture selections, as this is a very favorite area of expertise of mine where I love to indulge and jump in and browse around and just kind of grab stuff and put things together, okay? Because I really enjoy a lot of what designing is and what it has to offer along with its challenging aspects as well, okay? So just sit back and relax and enjoy for the moment, if you will. And if you want, you can jot down some notes, because at the end of the segment, we're going to open up the floor for discussion and your questions that you may have, okay? But it's a great furniture experience to enjoy, okay? Alrighty, I just want to thank you guys again for tuning in with us tonight as we're here each and every Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. And I really appreciate all of the feedback that I've been getting, and I'm so glad that I've been able to make a difference and inspire those who want to get out and try some of those ideas and bring in the past from concept to manifestation, okay? And that's just such a great testimony for me, and I'd love to hear that. So please keep your ears open, and something surely and ideally will be happening for itself, okay? Well, let's get started. Now, furniture shopping is so exciting because it just allows you to really expand your creativity and your thinking, maybe perhaps big ticket item, right? Or even perhaps, maybe how many pieces will I need to fit this space? Now, great places to go for that, I think, is showroom and or mart shopping, okay? They have really, really nice pieces that are featured all over the country, okay? Some of them even hold live events every year to show and or display their newest and latest trends, okay? For example, the Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, and also their neighboring areas as well, encompass massive furniture design and showroom selections, okay? Also, the Laguna Design Center in Southern Orange County has a great display as well of furniture selections, where a lot of the designer brands are featured, like the Crease Collection and Lee Jofa, okay? Even the Merchandise Mart Design Center in Chicago Midwest is another big avenue where great designer works are displayed. For example, the Holly Hunt Showroom and or the J. Robert Scott Showroom, okay, display just many nice pieces, even high-end, especially maybe if you're just looking for that unique and or something you wouldn't want to ordinarily just go to your local showroom to shop for, okay? And let me just start by going way back to one of the originating architectural builders, the Egyptians, okay? They, too, also designed and originated a lot of the furniture styles that we still use today, okay? They incorporated lots of furniture into their decor, like stools, chests, footrests, small cabinets, tables, and even vases or vase stands. Really showed their high level of organization that they incorporated into their living arrangements, okay? They even used some surface ornamentation in the form of gilding and carving, okay? And they relied a lot on shape, line, proportion, and texture for their influence, their decorative effects. Even their thrones and chairs were designed and incorporated carved in with the lion paw feet. Okay, and we still see that today in some of the older designer tubs. And is considered a classical style. Okay. While their beds were even decorated with animal skins and colorful mats. So the ancient Egyptians really placed a very strong influence on us and decoration and comfort that carried over into today's society. Okay, and they became even more intricate with their use of inlays and overlays of precious metals, relief carvings, and design motifs with gold sheathing and inset jewels. They even used colored ceilings, okay, and their colors were golds and blues, black, reds, and oranges, which were very popular seen in the Egyptian room decor, okay. And now even with Grecian furniture, their style was also greatly influenced by the Egyptians, and they used a lot of comfortability as well in their style of design. Okay, for example, the Clismos chair was designed with the rounded back to enhance the curvature of the back and extended to the shoulders. Okay, also a very popular chair today. And even the leg design curved out as well on the Clismos chairs. So again, they used a lot of simplicity in their designs while also incorporating carving inlays, as did the Egyptians, but in a more scaled down fashion. Okay, chests were often prized pieces and furniture, and would often be passed down from one generation to another. And today, early Greek furniture is influenced by today's society as well, as it gives rise to the neoclassical style of furniture, which is much sought after by the antique collectors today. Okay? And we even often use and incorporate various styles of European furniture to make our spaces more aesthetically pleasing, especially with the style of the Italian classical Renaissance, which has an immeasurable effect on the world, as best expressed in Tuscan style of furniture, giving it a rustic charm, and are often grand ornate and are even hand painted, okay? Most of which are based on straight lines with restrained elegance and proportion. We're influenced by the Moroccan style furniture, which holds some of the most unique ornate furnishings in the world, okay? Their distinctive charm is influenced by their culture. And they also use a lot of colorful carpets and carved doors, okay? They incorporated artistically geometric patterns, and then their colors were blues and deep colors, which were their main colors in furniture and even in clothing. Lots of times they were offset with that with the earth tones to create a dynamic visual display. Okay, some of their hallmarks, Moroccan furniture with the use of brass and or bronze as metallic finishes, along with the use of luxurious materials like wools and gold colors like purples and dark reds, emerald greens and blues, and sometimes also toned down with terracotta and or cinnamon. Okay. Another influence we have was the Scandinavian furniture design. Okay, and they're very innovative with their contemporary and or streamlined qualities. Okay, they use function and utility as their main focus. And we used with a lot of teak woods and simple patterns for fabrics. Okay, also, they were known to have incorporated simple, clean and lightweight designed furniture. And these are best seen in Danish and or Swedish furniture design. They also combine the modern aesthetics with a concern for humans, as we see a lot of similarities in the Swedish company IKEA. Okay, now they're the world's largest furniture retailer today that sells ready-to-assemble furniture like the beds, desks, appliances, and home accessories, and that helps to reduce cost and use of packaging. Okay, now IKEA also likes to be viewed as being a pioneering force in sustaining mass consumer culture by a concept called democratic design, okay? Meaning they integrate manufacturing and design by implementing the economies of scale, in which capture material streams that help hold costs and resource down with the extensive use of particle board and bent plywood, okay? And the intended result is flexible, adaptable home furnishings scaled to both smaller and larger homes. Okay, and I just kind of wanted to get into what to look for when selecting your furniture pieces, and you just want to be careful with your proportions and sizes because they really matter when it comes to incorporating them into your space. For example, massive or large pieces go well with larger spaces, like perhaps the arms and legs of a sofa or a chair that are relatively thick. Okay, then your space is proportioned such that the pieces does not have a crunch or cramped feeling within that space. However, you can easily group it with a larger or massive occasional and or cocktail table in front of it and or on its side, okay? It will go really nicely together like that. Or perhaps a thinner piece like a table glass with a smaller leg that could go well with the arms of a chair of a sofa that are in relative size to that, maybe smaller and or mid-size, okay? Even a fireplace mantle and a freestanding fireplace, you just want to pay attention to its sizes and how it relates proportionately to the other furniture pieces in that room so that they look unified, okay, as a group and a unit within that space. And then the pieces are not just jumping around and are all over the place or just looking like it's there, but perhaps not quite fitting exactly how you would have wanted it to, or even fitting as well as you thought it would before you bought it at the store, okay? So you just want to keep in mind all of these things when you're furniture shopping and are looking for that special piece and or new piece to incorporate into your space to maybe spruce it up or even add a new look, okay? Okay, folks, that's actually going to be a wrap for us tonight, and I hope as well that you got something out of it and are more informed perhaps when going out to furniture shop, okay? And I'm going to open up the floor for any questions or comments for anyone who has ideas or thoughts they would like to share. Okay, the number here, 626-657-2135, that's 626-657-2135, or shoot us an email at homebeautyandbath@gmail.com. Okay? Great. Well, thanks for tuning in with us. And caller, go ahead. Okay, we received an email from Connie way in Arizona who stated, where do I start? I just bought a new home and I haven't the foggiest idea, and I just want some, I want a real new look and just keeping some of my pieces from my old place, but for the most part, I want a fresh look. Okay, Connie, that's great. I totally understand where you're at. I can certainly help you out with that. And first, let me congratulate you, though, on your new home. I just wanted to be extra special and just give it a unique look, and it would express your style and character. Just help you out with that. And just let me say that showroom shopping for your selections is an absolute blast. Okay, to do that, you may run into some showrooms that offer to the trade, okay, which implies that they sell goods and services to members of the professional trade, and perhaps maybe a designer or someone with an architectural background, and or just even in the industry whereby could order or purchase something and to be accompanied by that member to the trade, and they would purchase on your behalf. So that has a lot of advantages. It's just a lot of the items there you would normally see, your everyday items, and because they normally wouldn't just be open to the public per se. And just some of those furnishings are offered in different finishes, so you may not even see the pricing on the item, and that's there's options for customizing your furnishings, and just providing you even with samples too would help, and they would sometimes even charge for that. But just depending on the type of sample, sometimes they may just allow for that. And even too, they're real sticklers about photography too in the showroom. However, it's just to ensure the copyrighted designs too that would stay intact. And it's always a good idea to kind of just bring in your measurements, okay, say by the size of your room you plan to furnish. That way it just makes it less complicated, okay, as far as fitting your furnishings in, because you don't want it to be an inch or two too small, okay, for that space, and even or feel crowded, or perhaps not quite even filling the room in enough. So you want to work with that as well. Two swatches, fabs are great just to bring with you if you have an idea of the color to get that you want for your space. You kind of match up with that rather than just to be guessing, okay, because you don't want to make that big decision. It doesn't quite look right after you purchase and then you're stuck. Okay, two designers are familiar with the style, the trim details, and the size and other variations, so that takes away a lot of frustration on your part, okay, if you're not, just may not be perhaps quite as sure what it is you want exactly, and it just kind of depends on whether you're browsing for fabrics, finishes, or furnishings, or accessorizing. Just the showrooms, they just really offer unique styles, okay, that range from your contemporary to your modern contemporary, for example. Something that comes to mind is Cantoni. Okay, they're a really good retailer. A really good leading retailer in accessories and modern furnishings, just offering really nice, fun, high gloss lacquers, leathers, and or metals even, and from your sculpture pieces, just to make really nice conversational pieces you can, and perhaps maybe if you want to go with a sleek Italian look, you can do that, which gives it a real distinctive look from your clean lines, okay, just giving that a spacious and uncluttered look for your interior. Tempered glass too is also fun. It just nice gives it a nice elegant and refined look too. Perhaps you can do a
council table for your accent wall or foyer. Okay, and yeah, just some good tips to look out for when you're shopping for a new furnishings. You want to make a plan. Okay, it's great to make a plan of action. With the furniture march, this can be really overwhelming. Okay, it's so many places and so much furniture to see. So you just kind of want to familiarize yourself with the stores that you want to visit. Okay, and if you can, check their inventory online ahead of time to see what their availability is. Okay, just keeping in mind to the store's hours of operation while also planning your itinerary. And sometimes the March centers have free furniture shopping guides, which is really fun. They help you kind of just browse, just determining your furniture type and even the locations of those places. Just also too good to plan for a full day, okay, per each room, okay, that you're furnishing. And that way you're not mixing ideas in your head and just wanting to keep a straight focus and or mindset on for your particular space. Okay, and then we talked a little bit earlier about taking measurements and also keeping in mind measuring for doorways and stairwells, okay, just to make sure that big ticket item purchase will fit through, okay. Nothing worse than trying to get that furniture piece through a crane, okay, just hopping up there and taking it through the window. Okay, some stores have even your their delivery trucks available in which you can schedule your delivery if you're not taking it home with you. Also, to keep in mind and verify their cancellation policy in case you may need to reschedule, okay, in the event that they don't live up to their part of the bargain in that delivery. You want to ensure a full 100% refund, okay? And according to Sharon Blaustein, she's a New York-based designer, it's a good idea to blue tape, okay, in the room, marking where your furniture will be, just to see how your dimensions of the room will fit, and just to make sure that those items would work for you, okay? Two, good tip, it doesn't have to be matchy-matchy. While complementing the pieces together is really nice, but just not everything, okay, has to match, says designer Jason Arnold out of Nashville. Just finding your balance, okay, to work within that space. For example, maybe a traditional sofa juxtaposed with a contemporary cocktail table, okay, is okay. Okay, two, keeping in mind your scale is important to your space. You can mix your large and small items together. If you have a large space, just maintaining that balance and the relationship of how each piece works within that space. And if you're keeping some items, just knowing those heights too would help. But kind of just help you plan to and just pair off with the heights of your new furnishings. For example, your coffee table height is typically lower than your sofa. Perhaps you like eating in front of the TV, and then it would be vice versa, okay, which is okay, Blaustein says. And two, if you may want it slightly taller, two, the same for the bedroom. If you're typically your nightstand is lower at level of your frame. Okay. It's also to always test your furniture out, okay, sitting on it for comfortability. And if you're taller, perhaps you may want to opt for a slightly longer or more in-depth sofa. Typically, sofas run about 36 inches in depth, and you may want to go in maybe 42 inches as opposed to your standard 36 inches. And just be open-minded, okay, when it comes to arranging your new furnishings. Just deciding where it may fit best. And, you know, perhaps it's not quite the right look, okay, or the right fit. You just want to maybe try it in another location, okay? Perhaps that would work better, okay? Okay, great, Connie, I hope this helps, and that you're maybe perhaps able to just gather some of those ideas to take back with you and incorporate in to your spaces, and just let us know how that works for you, okay? I know you must be really excited with your new home, and you just want to furnish it and just make it your own. Okay, well, great. I want to thank you so much for tuning in with us, and we will see you guys back again on next week.
Home Beauty and Bath offers exciting products for home accessories, personal care items both men and women, and we have an exclusive bath and spa care line for our today's pampering women. So look out for us. Coming real soon, that's homebeautyandbath.com. Also, find us on Blog Talk Radio, Wednesday nights at 10:30 p.m., Facebook, and our newly added Twitter page under Bath Palace. See you there.
And then come by the famous button.